Summary of Selling to Big Companies by Jill Conrath. Introduction. There is a job that can be ungrateful, and it is named being a salesperson. While dozens of emails and voicemails leave without answering, it's not easy to come across a call list each day, and shipment records still leave empty. What do you think about closing sales so tough? Attention is one of the problems. Each day, a salesperson must bombard every buyer, particularly those in big companies, with sales offers. What can get missed between hundreds of other demands is your practical sales conversation on voicemail. A different way to sell it, though, is found. These flashes indicate how to eliminate the noise and make your message discerned by the human beings who matter, even to customers in the largest companies. Chapter 1, Selling to Large Companies defines comprehending how decision-makers consider. Provided that you've ever owned a shot to selling something to a big firm, it is known that is not simple by you. You will encounter many obstacles in your search for sales. It can even be tough to discover and relate with the correct individual to sell because it is insulated by such human beings as themselves well against the attacks of daily selling invitations. This is not incidental. Busy individuals are institutional decision makers. They usually have not got the time or tend to speak with you concerning the good or service or what you are trading. What creates important boundaries for a salesman or saleswoman working to get in touch from outside is a decision maker's complete program and top performance pressures. To give an example from many instances, imagine the manager of a pharmaceutical firm telling the writer that he began his job at 4:30 a.m. each day to be sure he had time to read and reply to the whole of his emails before beginning to work. He does not have enough time to spend on selling areas and even a single SEC. Provided that it is desired by you to approach a busy manager, you need to take a sensitive way. You don't desire to go out like your average, self-seller salesperson. Instead, you have to concentrate on the specific worth your goods and services bring to the firm and demonstrate to these job leaders that your good or service will give advantage to them quickly. It is desired by you to get them considering and thinking of fresh viewpoints. If it can be achieved by you and later, you will incur their attention. But another issue is found here. Institutional decision makers dislike alteration, or in other words, name changing. Well, what do you think about why it is? The reason for performing changes defines the extra job for them, and their time is already restricted. It should be occurred this change more delicious by describing how to make the processes of your goods and services quicker or cheaper, and thus get their lives simpler. Therefore, don't be afraid to sell to large firms. What makes judgments will give you a great impulse in the appropriate aspect is a strict comprehension of how the firm. Chapter 2, The People Who Desire Powerful Offers Are Decision Makers, and What Demands Specialty Is Putting That Offer Unitedly. It is thought by some salespeople that the most excellent way to maximize job occasions is to build a broad network. Heuristically, this makes logical. The more human beings you communicate with, the more individuals will respond to your sales offer with concern. Sadly, it doesn't operate similarly. Without the AIM audience, you would be representative of everything and firms wouldn't take you severely. It is desired by institutional leaders to hear powerful offers, and making a powerful proposition defines owning specialty. However, you cannot be a specialist on each subject. For this reason, you have to limit your concentration point. The people who love to work with experts who comprehend their job internally and externally are buyers. Just with this limited specialty can you deliver an excellently designed solution that will charm your customers and raise your sales. Fortunately, selecting to specialize is pretty simple. Begin by examining your current customers' demographics, such as size and industry, and their psychographic characteristics, such as administration behavior, dignity, worth. Question yourself, which one do I enjoy working with the most? And what is the most effective of them? Appling to use these details as your directory, create a fresh list of 10 firms to create your novel AIM Club. It can be now concentrated by you on these firms and improve your specialty to make more powerful, more sophisticated offers. Then promote a powerful value offer or tailor an obvious explanation of potential consequences when a customer utilizes your good or service specifically for each customer. Don't forget, your goods or service is just a vehicle. It is placed by decision makers less emphasis on vehicles and more on outcomes. Talk about what it will prepare for your customer, not about the good features. What defines talking the tongue of decision makers and being as particular as potential when it comes to actual worth is communicating your value offer. For instance, don't give a shot to surprise your possible customer by telling them that your goods have properties missing from competing products. Rather, say that their firm can raise market share by 7% using only your good or service. Thanks to this, their attention will be incurred. Chapter 3: Make your investigation. Handle your entire sources and networking skills to communicate with a possible customer. After you've identified your AIM club, it's time to begin to consider how you will get in touch with them. Surprisingly, although the vehicles you have to capture the attention of Institute of Possibilities are open to everyone, it is appeared by few salespeople to comprehend how to utilize them. The strongest weapon in your armory is an investigation. It is not advertised by institutional decision makers as their association information or desires and requirements, therefore, some caution is required to understand everything. From online sources, client searches, etc. Take advantage, you will fast find out the difficulties they face and the solutions they require. Also, look out for key events such as shrinking, low 3 periodically income, or novel administration that can provide insight into the kinds of difficulties facing the firm. In your examination, it will be finally noticed models and improved a record of typical issues or occasion indicators that can recognize possible customers. For instance, it was concentrated by the writer on firms improving novel goods and growing. It was stated that if a firm gets a fresh round of financing or announces a novel service, the company can take advantage of her services. It can be also spoken by you to your current customers and co-workers about your programs to communicate with a specific institutional decision maker. Even by the writer, it was used as a number when she could not discover her connection knowledge elsewhere. Fortunately, her customers had connections with the firm they desired to get in touch with and were more than felicitous to advertise her to them. What might be to form strategic collaborations with salespeople working in the exact industry or providing similar services is a different perspective. Relied on research and past sales, it is probably both had connections that the other didn't have by you. Soon it is known by you how to reach sales with large firms. It will be shown you in the following sections how to create an excellent sales pitch. Chapter 4: Find out who the decision maker is and lead your concentrate to communicate with them only. It is now used by you as some beneficial hints on how to communicate with institutional decision makers. However, firstly, you need to determine who these individuals are. What do you think about how you could make this? Begin by identifying the kind of individual who will deal most in listening about your good or service. Consider which conditions might be in charge of getting the judgment to buy or try your services. Who is the person in charge of novel good launches? Or perhaps one of the finance or processes? In most circumstances, what will not be a community open is the titles of decision makers. However, if you've done your investigation, it may be already known by you as someone who has admittance to the knowledge you require, for instance, a friend within the firm or another salesperson marketing to the firm. Provided that you are out of luck there, it can be always called the firm instantly and ask for its name by you. If the individual on the different finish of the way doesn't comprehend, questioning for someone who does. On average, a decision maker needs 7 to 10 connections to take steps in the direction to talk to you about your proposal. Any initiative will increase the barriers, and to defeat these obstacles, it will be needed by you as a campaign vehicle kit with voicemail and phone texts and powerful letters highlighting the worth of your good or service. Be ready not just to leave a few voicemails, but also to speak to decision makers' helpers in a friendly and expert manner. Provided that you desire to send a short notice or follow up, always post new information about your service, such as an article with novel open knowledge. Chapter 5: What is latchkey to using the caution of decision makers is a natural yet persuasive voicemail message. While you control your voice prompt, a message will be heard by you: "Hello, I am Paula. I'm working at XYZ Marketing and creating the most desirable marketing strategies. Are you concerned? Call me back as soon as possible. Would you answer? Or ignore the message without giving Paula or XYZ Marketing any other opinion. What defines arousing one's wonder is leaving a compelling message. During this may appear tough, it is as simple as implementing these three ways. Initially, get yourself to appear persuasive by mentioning your advice, if any, or oppositely stating why the individual should be interested in what you are telling. For instance, provided that it is known by you that the firm's sludge disposal costs are higher than similar firms, allow that individual to comprehend that their company is spending cash there. Secondly, take the individual's attention with your worth suggestion or an insightful opinion. Can you decrease waste annihilation costs by 5%? Tell them that. Eventually, close it safely. Speak to them like an equal, not like an arrogant salesperson. Let's return to the garbage annihilation example. Just say the individual you will dial at this time the following day and speak about how your service will decrease garbage or excess costs. Ask your coworkers and clients how your sales pitch sounds, and most significantly, provided that they would dial you again when they hear such a sales pitch. Leave a note in your voice prompt too. It will be understood by you that easy but comprehensible descriptions operate most suitable. With adequate practice, it can be bulleted by you like your scenario, to let you talk openly and deliver the most trustworthy, most original message to your potential customers. Chapter 6: What should also be cautiously written and designed for sale are your messages and emails. What operates similar official voicemail messages is the letters. Although it has already been found out by you like the basics of verbal stimulation, the letters have differences in a few significant ways. Every letter should start with a customized opening focusing on why the customer might use your good or service, based on the research you have done on each possible customer. What should highlight potential advantageous consequences for the firm is the body of the letter if it selects your service, involving solid numbers and references from other customers. Eventually, finish your letter giving your word for future worth. Make sure you speak like a colleague and not like a salesperson. Nothing could be worse than doing obedient language like I respect X. What joins another layer of challenge to dispatch as emails should be concise is writing emails. That is usually deleted before the decision maker reads them is the toughest thing concerning emails. The topic line of the email is right to avoid being sent immediately to the trash is the significant thing. Do not handle your firm or goods name in the subject line as it will get it to appear like spam. Alternatively, use your advice or any other related cock word or subject. It goes something like this: recommended by Sally Williams at the Chicago office, or the firm's personnel costs are reduced with domestic tax incentives. Also, since emails are usually displayed in a pre-survey window, it is desired by you to make sure your highlights are obvious at the head of the email's body. This defines escaping emails longer than 150 vocabs. Averagely, it takes 20 seconds to choose by your potential customer if your email is value-opening, so make sure it doesn't need long to examine what you've lettered. Chapter 7: Be ready to overcome many obstacles on your path to eventually reaching the decision-maker. What will quickly become a habit is leaving dozens of voicemails each week. Nevertheless, it should always be waited by you for someone to open it. There is nothing more disgraceful than mixing up your vocabs when there is a lively possibility on the telephone at the edge. Once you've determined who the decision maker is, the following biggest obstacle is speaking to him for the initial time. Before phoning someone, present yourself a motivational speech and go over your worth proposition. By the time your potential customer grabs the phone, you'll be prepared to persuade them of the positive outcomes your good or service can deliver to them. It would be wise not to begin negotiations with your greatest possibility. Alternatively, work from smaller ones towards larger ones. Consequently, what makes it excellent is practicing. Repeat, handle what you have found out about voicemail messages to get your calls as efficient as possible. Firstly, construct credibility and engage. After that, begin asking prior planned and inciting issues to begin a conversation. Unquestionably, the people who will have told too many sellers in their career are your possible customers, and it will be needed to deal with the standard brush-offs they've improved over the years to finish a pitch by you. Providing that you handle self-serving tongue and don't concentrate on outcomes, it will be sensed by decision-makers like you're wasting their time, and they will finish the conversation with idioms like, we own no cash anyway, or we're felicitous with our source or suppliers. Providing that this happens, make a trial to drive the communication back to their requirements and apply to the investigation you've managed. For instance, a general brush-off is, tell me more about your service. However, they don't consider it. It is just desired by them as an explanation to get off the telephone. Chapter 8. Although keeping in touch is tough work, it is well worth the effort. Eventually, the phone will be answered by them. It has been already found out by you that achieving your potential customer will take many initiatives. Do not despair if you continue hitting the walls. Wait concentrated and handle the sources suitable to you. Providing that you can just achieve your potential client's assistant, the watchdog, still make a trial to do your greatest. The people who are very talented at individuating between trusted salespeople and spam are gatekeepers. Therefore, manage them with honor and don't attempt to manipulate them. Assume that if you handle to circumvent them with manipulation, it will be come back by them to bother you in the long period. Alternatively, be open about how you can assist their managers. It's significant to enhance a positive relationship with the gatekeepers, be friendful, do your greatest to be helpful, and be funny if proper. Every time you phone, it should be highlighted by you as another feature of your worth proposition. Oppositely, you will say boring and iterative and wickeder pitiful. And always link the communication to your latest call or email. With everything in memory, it isn't desired by you to hit your head opposite the wall. Provided that you can't achieve your potential customer after many trials, it may be time to pause and concentrate on another potential customer. Provided that you haven't received feedback after 3 to 4 months, the firm presumably isn't concentrating on the issue you can fix yet. At least for soon, it's time to continue. Still, control it each 3 months. Along the way, there may be some variations in the firm's strategy that could act as an entrance dot for you. Post something quarterly to the decision maker, such as an attractive article highlighting the advantages of your good or service. If it has been switched by the decision maker as his precedence, you may be phoned back eventually by her. Chapter 9. Once you've done all this work, remember to get ready attentively for your initial meeting. Work hard to communicate with potential customers so that you eventually get the attention of a significant decision maker. Presently, appears the most magnificent part, your initial meeting. To be successful in a selling meeting, it is needed a sharp comprehension of how the meeting is structured so it can be planned by you. Ditto, what can be made is to boast about your good or service is the most prominent failure or mistake. Don't forget, your good is a single vehicle for decision makers. Every time concentrate on the firm's goals and outcomes. While your customer is talking, sit back physically and hearken attentively. What is significant is your body language, and finding out ahead will encourage you to begin promoting your good. Your major duty at the meeting is to assist the decision maker to summarize their issues solidly, to get your solutions more specific. Fortunately, your examination is a great opening point. Soon is the moment to make an intenser comprehension of the firm's problems to enhance company-specific solutions. Observe these 3 points as you scribble down your problems. Questioning the decision maker concerning their issues. Unseal why this special issue is so wicked for the firm, and look for paths a solution that can enhance their circumstance. Communicating with institute of decision makers can be scary, however, don't forget, they're individuals similar to just us. Thanks to these strategies, you will be successful earlier or later.